had been a great story of the past. It wasn't just a story, it was history. It was an amazing act of God's rescue. His people enslaved for years, for hundreds of years in Egypt. But now was the moment. The moment when God would take his people out of the land of Egypt. And you might remember the 10 plagues and how that last one spared the firstborn sons of the Israelite. There was an angel who passed over and killed all of the other firstborn, but if there was blood on the doorframe, then the angel passed over the house of those who lived there. Jesus was going to celebrate the Passover, and it has some special meaning because Jesus was the fulfillment of that Passover lamb that was killed to save the life of Israelites so long ago. Jesus giving his life so that we might be spared the eternal judgment of our God. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus sent two of his disciples, Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "Go into the city. As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover.